This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme. The government will provide a targeted subsidy of 300 rupees per 14.2 kilogram cylinder for up to 9 refills per year.
12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा। अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है। इस फैसले से करीब 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में लाभ मिलेगा, इससे पीएम उज्ज्वला को आगे बढ़ाने में मदद मिलेगी।
The government has also approved compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies including IOCL, BBCL and HPCL. He said the step has been taken from the under-recoveries incurred on sale of domestic LPG. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved construction of four-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highways in Tamil Nadu. He said the project will decongest the existing corridor and cater to the mobility needs of rapidly growing towns such as Chennai, Puducherry, Viluppuram and Nagapattinam. Indian Railway has achieved a new milestone by successfully conducting a trial run of Asia's largest freight train, Rudrashtra. The trial run was conducted from the Ganj-Khwaja railway station in Chandoli, Uttar Pradesh to Garhwa in Jharkhand, covering a distance of 209 km in 5 hours 10 minutes at an average speed of 40.5 km per hour. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has shared a video of the trial run. Divisional Railway Manager Uday Singh Meena said that the 4.5 kilometer long freight train will now be sent from Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Division of East Central Railway to Dhanbad Division for quick loading and transportation of goods. Delhi Assembly has passed the School Fee Regulation Bill 2025, which gives veto power to parents in decisions regarding fee hikes, ensuring that school managements cannot unilaterally impose fee increases. Delhi Education Minister Ashish Sood told Assembly that even if a single parent member disagrees, the proposal for fee hike will not be approved. He said they will have veto power and the management cannot impose its decision unilaterally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani has generated over 34 crore rupees revenue since its inception. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said this in a written reply in Rajya Sabha. He said that through these monthly radio episodes, the Prime Minister shares inspiring stories of Indians doing impactful work in areas such as education, health, environment, innovation and social service. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In a message, the president highlighted that the holy festival of Raksha Bandhan signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected Dharali Hashil area of Uttarkashi district. Central and state government agencies are engaged in providing relief to the affected as well as searching for missing people and restoring basic amenities. Meanwhile, with the cooperation of the Army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration, the rescue operation of pilgrims and local citizens stranded in the disaster-affected areas is going on. So far, 629 people have been rescued. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Arunachal Pradesh today. Meanwhile, several parts of the national capital experienced heavy rainfall this morning with areas like Shastri Bhavan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.